Good morning, Bloomington Normal. You are tuned in to 103.3 WZND, and this is Wake Up Normal. I'm Gabriel.
I'm Caleb.
And I'm Sarah.
And we are here with a very special guest. We have Alex Young from the Improv Mafia here today.
Hey guys.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's a little early. I'm used to late night improv shows. So.
Yes. No, I could imagine. And yes, I'm so excited to have you on. And first, just to start off, I'm just really curious, what exactly is the Improv Mafia?
Yeah, so we're ISU's premier improv comedy group on campus. We've been around since 1999. We've had some cool people on our team. But basically, we're just like a fun little comedy improv group. You don't have to be a theater major. I'm actually one of two theater majors in the group.
Oh, really?
But yeah, but we have shows every Tuesday, 8 p.m. in CVA 145. And tonight's actually our first show back because of all the snow days kind of messed
us
up.
Oh, that's cool. No, that's awesome. And you said you had some like members? You've had different members throughout the years?
Not to plug some cool people, but you know, Keith Habersberger.
Yeah,
he used to be on our team. He made our logo for the shirts and for
our
little group. So we've met him once since I've been here in the last couple of years, but yeah.
Yeah, no, I like that he like comes back and like, you know, kind of, you know, wants to like still like be a part of it and help support it as much as he can. No, that's really nice. I'm curious, is this RSO, is it open to like anyone like on campus?
Yeah, so we actually have auditions every fall. It's open to everyone. Like I said, I'm really one of the only theater majors. We have an accounting major, marketing major, science education. It's really open to anybody. Most of us had never done improv before either, so it's like it's a learning group. We teach each other all how to do improv and stuff like that. So it's not, you don't have to know what you're doing to be on the team. You just got to be a little bit funny first.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, that's actually really cool. No, I'm glad. And you know, I was also curious with like improv and everything. You said it's like, is there like interaction with like the audience at all? Like, is it kind of just like a, like you guys kind of like do anything? Is there like a structure? Like, I'm really curious about like how like, you know, it works.
Yeah. Well, it really depends on the week. So this week, our show tonight's called Third Time's a Charm because our show's been canceled three times in a row.
right.
But we have different themes. So sometimes it's more interactive with the audience. Next week we have an award show called the Stevies. It's our first
ooh,
one.
Ooh, okay.
So the audience can vote on awards like best mascot, Reggie's the only option, and like worst building on campus, random stuff like
that.
Oh, that's funny. I love that.
It's so good. So we're really excited about that. But yeah, it really depends. Sometimes we have games that like we make the audience come up there, or we'll just ask them at the beginning, like, what's your favorite food? And then we'll work off of that. But yeah.
No, that is so much fun. And again, you are listening to 103.3 WZND, and this is Wake Up Normal. And we're just here talking with Alex Young from the Improv Mafia. And Alex, you were just saying how, you know, pretty much your, like, the Improv Mafia, it's open to anyone. And, you know, improv is such like a specific, you know, skill and such a specific, you know, art form. And I'm curious, like, why do you think improv is important to, you know, just like ISU or just like anyone in general?
I think, I mean, at least for us, our shows are free and it's just like, I mean, what else are you doing on a Tuesday night at 8 p.m.?
Right.
You know, so
that's
it's just
so
kind
true.
Of a break in the week to have like a little laughs. It's only an hour long. But also I think I've been told many times how good it looks on resumes because, you know, it shows that you can think on your feet and, it's just a cool effort of, it's such a collaborative effort. It shows like your group player, all that stuff.
Right.
And I know so many people who like, once they graduate, the one theater thing they keep in their life is doing improv because there's improv groups everywhere.
Oh, no, most definitely. And like, I was in an improv class last semester and I've been to one of your guys' shows before in the past and you guys are really talented. Like, it's a really good, talented group. It's really funny too. It's super funny. And I think everyone should go see. And you said that was Tuesdays, 8 p.m. in the CVA 145. That's the Center for the Visual Arts.
Yes. Yeah. And we're back there tonight for our first show, Third Time's a Charm. And then if you check out our Instagram too, at Improv Mafia, we've got the Stevies, our first award show, coming up next week. So if you want to vote and be a part of choosing some of our awards that we're giving out next week, that'd be awesome.
Yes, that is so exciting. And again, thank you so much, Alex, for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you.
Yes, again. And again, of course, that show is Tuesday at 8 p.m. So that's tonight at 8 p.m. in the CVA 145. And it's newly renovated, so it's all nice and, like, spiffy.
Yeah, it's fancy.
It is nice.
You guys have it good and nice and fancy this time, so it'll be really exciting. And again, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
Absolutely.